קודם והפייצה אין חיה ולחס. Somebody captures halose, halose in that's whether you call it fish or you call it insect, doesn't make any difference. But it's called a dog because dog in Russian Kedesh does not mean the same thing as fish in English. You see, dog in Russian Kedesh means any creature in the water. So it's true, I mean, scientifically, a halosin is an insect, it's not a fish. But that has no bearing. So I thought halosin vapeite. Now, the halosin, the blood of the halosin is used as a dye for trellis. So if somebody captures the halosin and then he crushes it, squeezes out the blood, and the purpose is to be used as a dye stuff. So in Chayolachas, Michachas, Mitzatzele, Rabbi Yudei Mei, Chayav Stein, Shehoi Rabbi Yudei Mei, Psiye Bechol Dish, two Chatois Yisrael, one for Tzele, and the other one, Dishe. What is Dishe? The Av of Dishe consists in removing the seeds of grain from the teven, from the straw. So here too, he separates the blood from the halose. So it's a told of dish. And even though it's not a doikake, a fish is certainly not a doikake. Because it's sustained by the doikake. But a fish, so it's not sustained even by the doikake. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that yesh dishe shaloi v'yoikav. Omule im psi v'chol dishe. Omar Rove, my time with Rabbonon, kosavre im disho el v'gidulikav. Rashi, ha-pei tzidich b'yodo she'i tzidome, n'chai v'l'achas, mushum tzede, avu ha-psi elek v'chiyuv, v'chol dishe shemifarik b'mimeno, k'mifarik b'fuom, m'kashin shalom. Now the Gemara is a kash, l'chayv nam mishum tos nishom. So the kash is directed against the Tanekame and against Rabbi Yehuda. Because Tanekame says one chatos, tzeid. And Rabbi Yehuda says two chatois, tzeid and dish. But there should be, according to Tanekame, two chatois, tzeid and tos nishom. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, three chatois, tzeid and dish and tos nishom. Omer Rabbi Yechanan she potzimes, some male that is known to us nishotom. Rov omar afilu teime she potzichai. But you ask, if he crushes the chalozein while it's still living, and thereby he kills the chalozein, so she bechai mishutos nishome. The answer is misasik weitzel tilas nishom is misasik. Vabai v'roved amot havaye meid rabshim im psikrei shevel yomus shano hoched echamod iz b'nishom tfei nichalei keheiched litzel tzil. So the Gemara says, so Teisves points out that when the Gemara says misasik, Gemara doesn't mean misasik of Shabbos that is deduced from Malachas Machshavos, but Gemara means misasik doroshen mischav. V'mkotel kule. That certainly applies to Chabura too. Misasik of Shabbos. So then, Gemara in Shrisa says hanachlo litineikis hoyu misasik bechabura Shabbos. So misasik bechabura is also high. Misasik chabura chayef, so misasik chabura, mikalko chabura chayef, so misasik chabura is also chayef. Where do we have the Gezeras HaKosuv that mikalko chabura is chayef? The Gezeras HaKosuv that mila bizman is derech Shabbos. So without the Gezeras HaKosuv, we wouldn't be allowed to be mal. And mila shaloi bizmano, so Bemes, we're not allowed to be more. But if Mikalko Rabo is Potter, so Miller doesn't even involve any Milocha de Raisa, he's Mikalkel. He's Mikalkel. So it's a Raya here in Eritrea Sakosov, Rav Shimon says that Mikalko Rabo is Chai. And Rav Yudah says, no, Miller is not Mikalkel, he's Misakein, Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah. And Rav Shimon holds Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah is no Tikkun. Anyway, there is Eritrea Sakosov that Mikalko Rabo is Chai. And generally, Mikalkel is Poter because of the Gzeres HaKosov from Lechas Machsheves. Since by Chapuro, Mikalkel is Chayev, that means the Gzeres HaKosov from Lechas Machsheves doesn't apply to Mikalkel. So, I'm sorry, does the B'dal of the Gzeres HaKosov from Lechas Machsheves that Mikalkel is Poter doesn't apply to Chabure. So Mele, the Gzeres HaKosov, the special Misasik, is Potabo Shabbos, who is having Nachagus Echeike, Leike, Benishocho, so Shabbos is Potter, so it doesn't apply to Chabure. Mashein Kein, here the Gemara doesn't mean the Misasik of Shabbos, but the Gemara means the Misasik of Dorosh and Mishavein, Alibit Rav Shimon and Kolatere Kule. So that has nothing to do with the Gzeres HaKosov of Melechas Machsheves. That applies to Chabura also. That's what Teisa says. Hai misasik, misasik tzul nishome, hai misasik lav daf. The misasik Chabura chai v'Rav Shimon, don b'sif pirik, b'sif pirik sofikoch l'anachot t'nikis, m'kau b'chabura chai misasik namer chai. Hanachot t'nikis means he had two t'nikis. One tineik was Shabbos in Milo Bismano. One tineik, so, was Shaloi Bismano. So he was allowed to be mal the tineik that was Bismano. But he made a mistake, so he was mal the tineik that was Shaloi Bismano. So the machlekes of Blazer of Yeshua, whether he's chai v'chat or not, so woman Doma says he's poter. Why? Because mitzvah is potter. But otherwise, he certainly would be chayev. He certainly would be chayev. The question is, but it's misasik. So the Gemara says, hanachol et nekes. What kind of melacha was done here in Chabure? So, hoil, mikalk b'chabure chayev. We have Gzeres HaKosov that mikalkil. We generally is potter because of melachas machsheves. So here is chayev. So Misasik, who generally is Poter, he doesn't apply to Chabura either. But here it means Lechashinon, Vitaime, Kiyal Beirik, Misl Mishremile, Michon Kal Chabura Chai, Lechashinon, Lechas Machsheves, Im Kalkul Alme, Limifta, El Mishum Lechas Machsheves, Gidom Vesit Parakam El Gige, Misasik Roche. So how does the Gemara say here, Ligabi Nitilas Nishome, after all, Tesis Lishitose, that according to the Rambam there is no kashe because Chabura is a tolda of Dosh, it's not a tolda of Mitlas Nishome, but Tesis Lishitose, and there's a sheet of Moses Rashenim, that Chabura is Chayim and tolda of Mitlas Nishome. So if we have a Gzeres HaKosov Lechumre, that in the tolda Misasik Mikalkel is Chayev. So certainly the Av should have that Chumre. So, but the answer is, Umisasik Hoche, Haine Dovo Shei Mishabim, Kindi Mishabim Klal Mloche, Mutar Afil B'chabure, Afal Pi, Tloi Boi Melech Machsheves, Kmi Kol Yisrun Shebetiro, Lishaya B'melech Machsheves, Vishore Mishabim, Kidoma, Only Alibid Rab Yudeh, the Dovashim is Chavim is Oseh. So then we can consider. So, Bim Kalkel Alohekeman, But Halibi the Rav Shimon, the Dovash Mischave, in his Mutan Klata Rekule, then it's not even to be considered, so it's a Pshites that he's Prota. So even though it's an union of Chabure, so we see that the general, I mean, they said of a Poshut, why shouldn't the general din of Dovash Mischave that applies to Nozer, applies to all Isur, to Klein, applies to all Isur Eteo, why shouldn't it apply to Chabure? So, mashma the aloha kevshim davashim mischavim sulekel isukim kalkil davashim kalkil chabur chayev kim mischavim muta. Anyway, we see the Teisve says that when the Gemara says, when Rove says afu teime shepotze chay misasiku yitzil tuas nishome, the Gemara doesn't mean the mishabes din of misasik, but the Gemara has reference to the kolatire kule din of davashim mischavim muta. That, yes? What? You mean according to the thesis of Chazokim? In Chanami, that's right. According to the thesis of Chazokim, it should follow that according to Rav Shimon, by Chabure, Kelachayad, he will be Chay. In Chanami, yes. Same thing like Misas, in Chanami. And then according to the Rashbam, in Borobasche, Dafnun Hei, that the reason is why Chot Yishio is Pota B'Shabes. So you should follow that. Well, there is no such a thing as Chot Yishio by Chabura. Either you are Mitzidam or you are not Mitzidam. There is no such thing. There is no Yishio. How many drops? Doesn't matter. Even the smallest droplet of blood, so it's high. But suppose you could find such a case. Suppose you could. So then it wouldn't apply. That's right. This wouldn't apply.
That's a different case.
This is it. All right. Now, so this is Tesis, but let's look into the Rash. In the Chayv Lachas, Mishum Tzeida, Lab Tzire, Kechiyuv, Bichlal Dishe, Shemi Farik, Domi Imenu, Kim Farik Tzvu, Mikashin Shalo, Misasik, Hui Tzil Tos Nishome, Kalim Ali Kavim Tos Nishome, Av Misasik, Vidavar Acher, Vilei Havim Leches Machsheves. So it's there. Rashi is explicitly not like Teisves. Le Havim Lech, not the Kolatzer, Kuladik Adin, Adorish Mishavik. So then the Kashi is according to Rashi. How does the Gemara say? How does Rav say Misasik with Tlus Nishome? But Hanachlo v'chabure Hoyl u'mikalkeil v'chabure chayev. Misasik v'chabure is chayev. But with the So here too, Kau can always say Misasik plus Nishome, but it's Misasik be Chabure. It's not Chabure here, it's in Tlus Nishome. But what is this story? That the Torah cannot be more homo, than the Av. If Ligabi the Torah, there is a special Chumra, Exerzakos. The din of Mikalkel does not of Misasik doesn't apply. So Mimele Ligabe the Av, certainly the Ptur of Misasik, the Shabbos din of Misasik, doesn't apply. So what is Rashi doing? Apparently, I mean, there is no other alternative. We cannot say that Rashi agrees with the Rambam because Rashi Shmini Shrotzin says Beferesh, not like the Ram. According to the Ram, there is no Kashi because the Xerzakosuf is Bechabur and Chabur is the Tod of Dosh. So then Dosh should not be subject to the Ptur of Mishabel Dikadin of Misasik. But the Rashi in Neshmine Shrotzin says explicitly that this is Tod of Mishabel Nishon, the first Mishneh in Neshmine Shrotzin. So, obviously, Rashi Shiti is that no hechach, because told is not like Meinav. Meinav, so is he smaller? It's not, because Meinav means mamish they say dimyingom, dimyingom. So what is true is there is certainly there's a kosuf in respect to the Av is certainly applies to Meinav. If there's a zakosuf in respect to Meinav, so it applies to Mar. But Tolde is not Israel. It's a special zakosuf. Because Tolde essentially involves only Dimyan Ksas. So how could it be Chayev for the same Av? Because of the zakosuf was Achas Meino. Heino Oves Meino Toldes. So there is Aloche, the teeth, there is Ksas Dimyan. So then it takes effect as it told it. But it's a special halach. You see, according to Rabbi Lezer, so it's Mechayev, I told him what came up. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. So we pass like Rabbanon. So what does it mean? Since the told it is logically derived from the Ma'av, so Mele, there cannot be two Chatois. But Rabbanon also made it. The Tolde is a special aloche. So Mele dead girls are Kosov that Mikalkel the Chabur is Chayev, Misasim Chabur is Chayev, applies only to this Tolde. And you cannot say, what's this for? After all, how can a Tolde be more humble than the Av? It's not on the basis of Svore Tolde. He said, Yosa Kosov, Yosa Achas Meino. If it had been Meinav, then we could argue on the basis for it. But since it's not Meinav, it's Aloch of the Lode. So the general din is that Misasik is Pota. But the general din by Shabbos is that Misasik is Pota. But we have a special Yosa Kosov. So Rashi holds, Eilu Choboya Lo Chidushi. That's all. We cannot argue on the basis of Svar. Say, and the Zosakosuf applies to the Tolde, Chabura, the Tolde, not to the Avon, to the Shame. So you ask, it's not reasonable, it doesn't have to be reasonable. It's not on the basis of Svar. We have to say that in Rashi. There's no other way of explaining Rashi. Anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. Then the Gemara is the Kashe, Vavaye, Verove, Damre, Tavaye, Neide, Repshine, Bipsikreishe, Bipsikreishe, Viloyomuts. Now you ask, isn't the Raya from this Gemara's Kashe that like Tesis? No, it's no Raya, because even according to Rashi, that here the Gemara means not the general din kolatir kule of the Rosh Mishav, but the special din of Misasik of Melachas Machsheves. But just as in kolatir kule, where generally in Mishav is no Maisaver, still in the case of Psikreiche, it's considered is Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because it's considered Mishav. So Mele, it's not Misasik. Because if it's Psikreish, it's not Misasek. So the Gemara Gidei Teres, Shano Hoche, the Kamed is be Nishomet Vei, Nichale, Keiche, the Litzel Tzive. Do you have Yad Rishen in the Rambam, the Rashbon, no, you don't have?
Yeah.
Hang on. The Rashbon, yeah. But there is no Rashbon in this Gemara. Is there? No. Use it anyway. I don't think that on this Gemara there is a Rashbo. So, Shane, Pshano hoche, the chamo diiz ben ishome tzvei nichalike chalizl tzim. What's the pshat? So, Rashi has his own pshat. But the Ramban, and many Rishani mention it, says that yeish miforshim is melochash and tzrich alegufo. Melochash and tzrich alegufo. Now, in Teisves, all right, but let's see how does Rashi explain it. Let's see how Rashi explains. Now, the Oruch, that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. There are a number of Gemores that the Oruch mentions as a raya to his aloche, that Psikreshet Lich Besle is Muta. Lich Besle. So one of the rayas is this Gemore, because the Gemore says, Shana Hochem, the Chamod is bin Shomet Tzvin Chalik Yechavishel Tzive. So that means it's not a Psikreshet Nichale. Because on the contrary, he would prefer that the chalazin shouldn't be killed. So then the blood will be brighter, will have a brighter appearance. So it will be a better dye stuff. But he has to dye. He has to use it as a dye stuff. So better or inferior, but see, he's doing it anyway. It's not a secretion in Nichalei. It's a psychration loyich, but there's the whole pshat. Let's see Rashi's pshat. Tzvei nichalei shedamachai teib midamets v'chidin dichol atzim nischam v'tereich v'shim v'shal yom v'yodei afu mei sen kanol misaseik v'chim mei da rabshim midi loyich pesle im mischamei umiu yichepune loy mechavei. So Rashi says Beferesh, on one hand, explicitly negative Doch, because Doch says that Psikresh Lich Pesle is Muter, so Doch Shit is Muter Midrabonot. And Rashi says, V'chi Meid Reb Shimen, B'mided Lich Pesle, so is Chayev. So that means Rashi is Chilek and the Och Yisod of Psikresh Lich Pesle. According to Rashi, there is no difference between Psikresh and Nichale and Psikresh Lich Pesle. So why is he Potter here on the score of Tuas Neshome? Here it's more than Lich Pesle. Here it's Kosher. So in other words, here it's Lich Nichale. So many of the Shanim, they use the expressions Psikresh and Nichale and Psikresh Lich Pesle interchangeably. Because according to them there is no nafkemine, so they use it interchangeably. But Rashi doesn't use it interchangeably, and the Miri doesn't use it interchangeably. The Miri says that there is a definite distinction between psikreshet loyich peslei and psikreshet loynichale. In other words, there are three situations. One situation is psikreshet nichale. For example, the classic example, psikreshet, the Rambam says, the way the Rambam explains it, he's cutting off the head of a tzipeah. He wants to use it as a toy for his child. And then he killed the tzipeah. Then he says, no, what did I do? I didn't intend to kill it. I just intended to chop off the head. Died, okay, but that wasn't my intention. So that's a psikreshet. So that is a psikreshet in Nichalei, because he wants it to be used as a toy for the child. The child, if he didn't die, the tzipa didn't die, so then the child would feel annoyed many times. Imagine he has to manipulate with the head that he's still living, that he would get frightened. So even though he didn't intend to kill it, but he benefits from it. He benefits. The child enjoys it more, so it's psikreshet nichale. But be'ara dechavre, when somebody is teli shulshi, someone is still the shulchan. So, the more the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, Achilish Kolshu, Amakish, Amkalsam, Zari, Kolshu, Chai, Amakitits, and the second Kolshu, and the Esikl, and the Bishkal, and the second Kolshu, and the Bemuk, and the Biagdi. Ton Rabon, Hatiri Shulchan, and Zari, and Zrodin, אם הוא אחיר כתרגס, אם הוא בין בפלוי פי אגדי, אם הוא הסק כתלבש לו בצקלו, אם הוא יפס הקרק כלשהן, או תקולו לא יפס הקרק נינו, so he should always be חייב כלשהו. רב ורבי סלם תלוי באגם שם, when there is no יפוקק, הבאי אומר אפילו, תאם הוא ביסוד את אלה באגם, so then there is יפוקק, so he should be חייב כלשהו, הוא חוגן למחב, when he is not mischaving to be yapidison. For a Bible, Rabbi Dam Tavai Mir of Shim Tzikresh, for Yomuz, no tzriche di korobi be'ara de chava. So again, that's one of the morals of the Orch, so it's a Tzikresh, to Riech Pesle. And Teisa says here, be'ara de chava appears that Molocho, she tzriche oli gufo. Because Teisa, she te hear, daf kuf gimol is, the Tzikresh, to Riech Pesle, is not different than Pekreshe v'nichale. Insofar as the Aloch of the Rosh Mishavim is concerned, so just as Pekreshe v'nichale is considered Mishavim, Pekreshe v'nichale is also considered Mishavim. But here, because it goes according to Rav Shimon, that by Shabbos, Moloch HaTzchil Gufo is Potter, and we pass like that. So it's because of Moloch HaSheino Tzchil Gufo. So here too, when the Gemara says, Kol kamo di chai, Kol kamo di izbi nishom atvei nichalei kechilei tzol tzive, so according to all, it's based upon the fact that it's psikrei shalich peslei. And according to other shenim, who hold that psikrei shalich peslei is chayev, so the Rambam mentions that they explain it on the basis of melocho, shein etzricho legufo. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi doesn't explain it on the basis of Melochos and Tzchil Gufo. Rashi can't explain it on the basis of the Orch Shita, because Rashi says here explicitly that Rav Shimon is made of Tzikrei Shalich Peslei. But there is a distinction between Leich Peslei and Leinichalei. So Tzikrei Shalich Peslei means he's indifferent, he doesn't care, like Bar Lechava. He doesn't care, he's not such a big friend of his chaver, so male he doesn't care, he's indifferent, but he's not an enemy of his chaver either, so he's not upset about the fact that the Sodei Chaver as a result of his plucking out of the Ulshi becomes improved. He's not upset and he's not overjoyed. He's not overjoyed. So it's especially a person. Mashenkin here, it's not only that he's indifferent. It's more than that. He's upset about the fact because the blood that he squeezes out from the halozen is of inferior quality. But what can he do? He needs blood as a dye stuff to make chiles, so let it be inferior. What should he do? He has no other alternative. So, according to Rashi, Rav Shimon is made a psikrei shel liich peslei is chayev, but psikrei shel nichalei, well, it's kosher, then everybody is made a spotter. Not only Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda also, because the kasher was directed not only against the Tanikame. All right, Tanikame agrees with Rav Shimon, but Rav Yehuda is involved in that price. And he says he's only chayev two chatois, not three chatois. Why not the third chatois? Because he's misasik. What kind of misasik is he? Is it psikreshe? The answer is it psikreshe di loy nichale. So psikreshe di ich peslei, lo ich peslei, according to Rashi, is chayev, even according to Rav Shimon. But the creation of Nichalei is potter even with Rav Yehuda. who says in Kolatere Kule, Dovashim Ischab Mitzchayev, but by Shabbos, Psikrei Sholim Michalei would be Potter. Why? Because not Lachas Machshavis. V'chi made a Rebshim Milich Bezlei Mitzchab. Umiu, Ichab Milei Mechavim, but here it's more than Lich Bezlei. It's Koshale, as the Miri explains it, and the Miri agrees with the cheating. Because Rashi said it because of Lachas Machshavis, so it's Miyuchad L'Shabbos. After all, the Gemara doesn't say Elo Shana Oche Dichamo Dizbin Shoma Tzvei Nichale Shana Oche, and that's a klal that Rashi mentioned. Whenever the Gemara doesn't say Elo, it means that the original Teretz remains. If the Gemara says Elo, then Gemara is Chayza, gives an Al-Karat. So that means what the Gemara says at the end is explanatory of Rove, who says, Misasiku, since Rashi explaining Rove's memory, said because of Melechas Machshavis, so the Maskon of the Gemara is also based upon Melechas Machshavis. So that's, so in other words, we have three Pshotim Rishim. One pshat is that the Ramban mentions, that the Ritva mentions, or the Sharan mentions, many Rishimich, because of Melocha Shnitzel Gufo, and there is Mashmoyes of the Teisves in the Baramaschil, Tvei Nichele, Keichel Ritzel Tzive, Pirishal Gadab Sikreshe, so Mashmoy is Haloshin is that like Teisves Dafkuf Gimel by Arad Chavra because Mloch and Tzrelegufo, and that's the Pshat for the Ramban mentions. Then the other Pshat is by the Oruch Psikreshel Yichbeslei, and then there is the Pshat of Rashi Psikreshel Yichbeslei is higher, but Psikreshel Nichalei, then it's a chisong in Melechas Machshavis, so by Shabbos is Potter. But in Kol HaTere Kule, there is no difference, according to Rashi, between Psikrei Shel Lich Peslei and Psikrei Shel Lich. Now.
Is it
Meduik
from
Rashi?
Rashi
says
the
Chalach
and Skandal Pereh
Peshomri.
Let's say you would be Ba'ar Dekhar Betelish Olshin, but would be an enemy of his. But he's not doing any action to prevent the result. Well, here Rashi is a little bit much more including some of his Kolatim the scouting with Pereach the Shemesh.
Pereach the Shemesh, in other words, it means to show that he's upset about it. What does it mean upset? Upset does not consist in just lip service. If one says he's upset, well, many people say they are upset. They're not upset. But if he's ready to do something to prevent it, that means he's upset. Otherwise, he just echel mipel echel galev. So, this is what Rashi means.
Yeah.
So, in other words, so we have three shittas. Now, from Teisves di Baramaslo keichel vitzal tzivei, l'cher is mashma, that it's not on the basis of Dovashim Yisrabim of Kol HaTere Kule. But he says Melochoshen Tzrich HaLegufo. Melochoshen Tzrich HaLegufo. So the question is, why does Teisves say, in that Teisves, the Bar Maschel, Misasiku is Utzil Sishome, and the Maskone of the Gemara is explanatory of this teretz. It's not that the Maskone represents a different terrace. It's ein ach. So it's if Masa Machshava Trilo when Rove said Misasiku Utzil Sishome, because Kolkamo Dizbin Shome Tvein Yechel Utzil Tzive, and there Teisve says Umisasin Dorochan Yoshin Yishave. So Teisves couldn't mean like Rashi, that because it's Nichalei, so then it's a chisong lechas machshavis. So then it's hadre kushe liduchte, So it's all actually dochte. So anachloi lechabure, hoy mikalkil bechabure chayiv, misasi bechabure name chayiv. So according to Tesis, we have to say, according to Tesis, the Baramask misasi koyislun shamor. We have to say that the Gemara means by misasi the kolatzer kuli the kaloch of dorishim mischave. Dorishim mischave, but here is psikreche. But kol kamal these bin shomet vein yichalei kecheris etzive. We have to explain it like the Och, not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, the psikreche liyich beslei in kolatere kuli ischayev. So even psikreche li nichalei in kolatere kuli ischayev. But by Shabbos, there's a zakos of lachas machshavos. So then psikreche li nichalei is a chisong lachas machshavos. But if it's because of Lach Machsheves, it shouldn't apply according to Teisves to Nitzulus Nishome. But Rashi said no, that the Gzalsakosuf applies only to the Tolda of Nitzulus Nishome, of Chabur Adonim. But Teisves, it is not like that. So there is a stira between the Teisves, Dibra Masro, Nisaziku, it's on Nitzulus Nishome, and the Teisves, Dibra Masro, Tvei Nichalei Yechalei Zalzire. Because from the Teisves, Dibra Masro Misasik Neshome, it follows that when the Gemara, when Rove says Misasiku, he means not the Shabbos the Kedin of Misasik, not the Melechus Machsheves the Kegzeres HaKosov of Misasik, but he means the Kolater Kule the Kedin of Doroshim Mischave, and Mimele, even though it's Psikreishe, but as the Och says, Psikreishe the Leich Beslei, Psikreishe Leich Beslei, and then Teisves, the bottom Teisves, says that it's because of Melachos and it's a Holy Gufo.
The Gemara, originally when they said Misasi, point place that meant the Enem HaKatan, the Gemara didn't know it was a Psikresha. That was next to Gemara's Kasha.
Yeah, but
the Gemara Kasha is a Psikresha.
But
so the Enem HaKatan is a Psikresha.
It's not. First of all, I mean this, that the Gemara didn't know, this is a form of an expression. But it doesn't mean whenever the Gemara asks the Kasha, and then the Gemara gives the Teretz, that one Ameire was sitting on one side of the table, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, and the Ameire was sitting at one side of the table, only as Kashas, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, gave the Rutsi. It's like, Man ishtanu alayla azeh mikol alayis. So, the one who asks, when he asks, he knows the Teretz, Avodim Oyinu Lifarim Mitzrayim. But that's the way it's formulated. And Reb Chaim says that that's Mizraise Me'akiv. It has to be in the form of questions and answers. V'igarut Levincho, and not only Levincho, even Latzne, he has no children, he has no wife. He performs the Seder, he celebrates the Seder by himself. He also has to say, Manishtano, and then he has to say, Avodim Oyinu. So that's the way it is formulated in the Gemara. So the Gemara is Kashi. So the Gemara is the Kashi, and then the Gemara gave the Teretz. And the Gemara gave the Teretz. But it doesn't mean that the Amire West didn't know. And then another Amire, he found out this cover. But certainly here, even if we were to assume that sometimes when the Gemara is the Kashi, and then the Gemara is the Teretz, so then it's really one Ameire is two separate Amroim, and one Ameire didn't know, and the other Ameire did know was Mechadesh, but here Rove gave the Teretz to Misasiku, Eitzel Tneshome. So the Gemara has a Kasha against Rove, and then the Gemara gives the Teretz, so there's a Pshat in Rove. It's not that Rove didn't know, and then somebody tried to be Miyashiv. So whatever the Gemara says is the end, that's explanatory of Rove. So since according to the end, the Maskone, so it's based upon Melechus Machsheves. Let's say Melechus Machsheves. So then, that's, so Rove meant Melechus Machsheves. And not psikreishel yich beslei. So there is a stira between the tesis divar maschol nisasiko is tos nishame and the tesis divar maschol tvein yichalei keichalei tosim. The stira. I want to mention a rabchaim, which is a very basic rabchaim, the most basic rabchaim in Hilchas Shabbos. In the Sefer, there are no other rabchaims, but there are other chiddushei of rabchaim in Hilchas Shabbos. I think this is the most basic rabchaim. With that yisod, we can understand many, 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 many gemaras and many, many rishon. What's that?
So what does that mean?
The Gemara says, "Dovashin mischavein, dalpin by choyf kecholik." Machleik is tanikam or blazma rapzodik. And Teisa says it doesn't mean any mechav. It means lochashin tzchul gufo. Some lochashin tzchul gufo can also be called in mechav. In mechav. So there is a stir. Now, where is the Rambam? So the halachi is that hamafish chin b'shabes. Mafish b'shabes means if somebody has a wound, he has a mark, and then he squeezes out the pus. There's a lot of pus that comes out, and then the doctor squeezes out the pus from the mark. So it all depends. Sometimes the doctor squeezes out the pus because he wants to squeeze out the pus. It's a source of trouble, of infection, all kind of thing. That's all. Sometimes he squeezes out the pus because in order to cure the marker, he has constantly, day after day, for a number of days, put in a certain medication, a certain medicine, on top of the cut, of the wound. Some melee, there has to be empty space in which to put in the medicine. So he squeezes out the pus, not just to squeeze out the pus, but in order to form an opening in which he'll be able to put in medicine and to take out medicine. A Pesach lachtos leis. So if he does it in order to form an opening, lachtos leis, then it's chayav. Idam shbeine, am shemakipatish, Rashi mentions beine, and the Rambam mentions makipatish, that's not our concern. But if the kavone of the doctor is just to squeeze out the pus, so then there is no isa deraise, and it's ibimuta. That's one Rambam. Then a similar Rambam in regard to tzede is in Perek Yud Halocha Chofek Rimoshim Amazikin Kinechoshim Ve'akrovim V'chayezibem Hafal Pishin Oremisim Heil V'neishchim Muta Lotzi Deisam B'Shabes V'hushi Yischavin Leinotzil Min Shechosam Keisa Tueise Keif Ekli Aleinu Makif Aleinu Keishchon Kidei Shalo Yaziku Kidei Shalo Yaziku. So if you have Kmosh Mazikin Nechoshim, suppose there is no Pekach Nefesh. Nochosh is not Pekach Sakon Nefesh, because the Mishnah in Baruch says, He is not allowed to interrupt. Yishminas, the Gemara says, Lo yishonu le-nochosh. Nochosh is not a constant voice. Nochosh is a non-poisonous snake, but they call it a garden snake. So no, he won't die from it. But an akhov, a poisonous snake, so he's allowed to interrupt and to ask for help, even though the pikuch nefesh is there, collateral kukuk. Now here the Rambam says, Nechoshim, he says akrovim. Akrovim is a poisonous snake. But akrovim, there can be a situation where there's no sakos nefoshes either. Who tells him to stay here? Let him run away from that place. Oh, he wants to stay here. He wants to stay here. But he doesn't want to be bitten by the akrov. So you couldn't say, pikach nefesh. Let him run away. He wants. Let him go away. So, here it's mutar, and even if it's a nochosh, a non-poisonous snake, so even if he's bitten by the nochosh, he won't die. He'll have a little pain, but he won't die. So there's no pikach nefesh. So if he does it only linotzel nishechoson, he puts a keel on it, or he ties it, so kidei shalo yaziku, so mele it's mutar. But if he does it in order to trap it, for good, so then he's chai. So these two aloches are mentioned in the Gemara, but the Gemara mentions it with the reason why it's muter. Rav says, because aloches in Yitzchich are gufo is potter, but it's also the Rabbanon, some mele under these circumstances, l'notzim in shechoson, or to cure the maki. So then he shouldn't have tzar, he shouldn't be sick, even though the b'chot nefesh, so it's mutar. That's kuzayin. Kuzayin in the base. The 14th line from the end of the omit, that kuzayin in the base. Hatzod und Litzir Chayef. Man tane oma Rav Yudha oma Rav Reb Shimoni do oma Melocha shen tzichil guf potter oya. If it for the Rambam paskins like the building logs and scholar go for Israel, so it can look at the Reise and put the Nefesh it isn't. So why does the Rambam paskins it? There's the Magid Mishnitz. There's the Magid Mishnitz Kashi. So, Rav Chaim mentions another Gemara. Is there a Gemara Tvisis here? No. The only one is Tvisis. So he lowers the temperature, he
heat, the heat of the heretofore out of the hole. So he's mechabe the heretofore out of the hole. And the heretofore lower the hole in, he puts them up. So then he raises their temperature. He escalates their heat. So he's mother b'tachtim, and he's mechabe the yank. Only one chafes. If she no longer in the mission, the member of Sode, Haif Stein, Mishmish Chavez, the Linus, and Pavel Zachem, she's more like the Kashim Mayak. He become a Chavim and Chavez who are happy here, my time is on the pot. If he's Kavoni to the bowl, to be a Chavez, they hear the four Tachem and Linus, and to be Mavi, they hear the four Tachem. So why does Tanakh come and say he's only Chavez one Chavez? Kam ich so aus, sei du wie ich habe das. Er ist so, ich komme nach am Wadi, er ist die Skat von dem Sonni, zu dem Habe, die hier zuvor, er ging, but not to be Mavi, er die hier zuvor, das ist. But in der Lehre ist dann, so ist die Dora schon nicht Habe, so was ist der Tam, was ist der Sonne, das ist kein Stein. Ma elu kum kham wabe meit ani man mechai saa. Ich habe leider gesagt, ich kann nicht damit arbeiten, denn ich habe mir nicht ein Genie, ich habe es gesagt, eben so die Expression, die Gemorre ist, die ich habe es gesagt, das Rache explained it, that he didn't intend that for a second. He was mit Chabe, to the Chabe der Jene. He wanted that the year for a Jene should be less happy. Lesser, the male, he was madly also agabuche, the year to four, the year to four, tachtein, and the camel so far, the calculator of a potter. Because since he didn't intend to consume to be madly tachtein, so he didn't call. When somebody lets him make the fire because he wants to heat in the house, so then you cannot say Mikauko, he's Misaki, he makes it warm. But here he's not interested in being in the Avora of Tachlis. So really Mikauke, Avora, so that's why he's brought up Avora. And Rabbezah Rav Chode, Komachaye, so that he holds that Mikauko, Avora is higher. This is Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and then. So Smith is in need of pechomim, of fuel. So Mele is interested in being mechabe delines in order that he should be nasi pechom. Omer Rabbi Yechanat Khan is dalstam shalach azu. That's until Omer Rabbi Yechanat, so he hears this. So until Rabbi Yechanat explained it with napachshonu, so he didn't know the time of the shalach. Aber warum Rav Hanani Barab Nami Tabaye Pigein Schönes Traben wir ein bisschen Abia so that they come and hold like a Biesi that Avore love you says so there is no skillet, there is no chorus for Avore, there is only love so really there is no Chatos Bishei Rav Lezer Rav Shodik Sobalo Krab Nosen Dem Avore Chalik Yotis so there is a Chiv Chatos רוב אומר להנדים מכיווני, חבש אומר, that's our concern, חבש אומר, כגן שנשחב אל ליר בייס, ויהוב אומר להיה. That, the מחלקת, between תנקם אל עזר רב צ'וק, has reference to the case where his כוונס was to מרחב אל ינס. But ממילא אגבוך, the תחתינס were מוגה. ותנקם אל סובה לו, כרב שימן דמודו, שנשחב מפורטה. Since he was not mischaven to be Mabia. Is Dachtene is, so he's not Chayev, Mishum Avor. Rabbez Baram Tzodik Sobolok, Rabbi Yudah, Odosh Mischaven Chayev. So this is Estia Ekashi. Monefshach, what does the Braise deal with? Does the Braise deal with the case where it's a psychiatrist? Even though his Kavone was just to Mechabe the Yenis, not to be Mabia the Dachtene.
But it's a psychration that is a result of stirring the holy in the soul. It necessarily, they hear to fall, tachtene iso bimuga. So made Rav Shimon psychration. So how can he always say it and come as a lot? Like Rav Shimon Dovashim is having his body. Then if the price is such as a case where there is no psychration, so how does Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik say Dovashim is having his chayv after all? Tesis in Yumen, in Shabbos, in Berichiro, both Rishenim, and according to many Rishenim, it's Yivorim Fereshes in Yumen, that's one with Beis, one with Beis, one with Gimel, that Shano or some Dimlechas Machsheles of the Torah, that Rabbi Yudah who says Dovashim is Chavim is Chayev, so only in Kolatir Kule is Chayev, but by Shabbos is Potter, because Dimlechas Machsheles, some Amonev Shech, if here there is a meaning of Tzikreishe, So Tanikami should also be Mechai. May the Rav Shem Tzikreish. If it's not a Tzikreish, so Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. True, he agrees with Rav Yude. But here, by Shabbos, he should be proper. So Tesis says, here, it is reference to the case where there is a Tzikreish. So then the Kashi is, so why does Tanikami say, the Rav Shem Tzikreish is Potter, the Rav Shem Tzikreish doesn't mean the Rav Shem Tzikreish. It means Melocha Shem Tzikreish. The other Rav Shimon is Allah. The other Allah by Rav Shimon. If the Rambam would explain the Gemara like this, yes, so then the Rambam should pass on like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Because the Rambam passes like Rav Yude, the Rav Shimon is Allah. Let's see now. Yes, sir.
Rav Shimon
No, I'm looking now. I'm so absent minded the Shabbos. The tomb, the crazy place in Milchas Preikos, mentioned the story that there is Shuva Chamtzvi about the same case. A woman opened up the chicken, and then she saw that the chicken had no heart. The whole child. Is the chicken muteres l'achil or not? So the Tumim said that it's muteres l'achil for a simple reason, that the chicken couldn't live without the heart. So that means that somebody must have taken out, after the shrite, must have taken out the heart, and then he sewed it up in such an artistic way that it's not Mika. Somebody must have taken out. The printer must have omitted it. You can claim another Chelika Ramba from the Mechazvot. It should be together with Tara, but this one does not have kosher.
Has kabon. Yeah, it has kabon.
It has.
That's Rahim avoid the korbanos.
And the Tare?
And Tahara.
Also, in Telexayim, which is Gogis Halochi Vrei, Hachiti Gachol Nishabes, U Mechabes Alinis, U Madlokes Tachtenis, in Nishabin Lirbis, U Lahabe Chayv Sayin. But suppose he was not Mamish Nishabin, Lirbis Lahavir, so it's Chayv only Achas. If the Rambam had explained the Gemore, so he passes like a Tanakam and Atrabah, if the Rambam had explained the Gemore, like Taisus says, so Taisus says that when Gemara says Tanakame holds that Dovashem is Chavim is Potter, he doesn't mean Dovashem is Chavim is Potter. He means Melocha Shem Tzricha Lugufo is Potter. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda Melocha Shem Tzricha is Chayev, so he should pass like a Blessed Bar Tzadik, even if it was not his Chavim Lirbis Lahavir Shibachayev. So it is obvious that the Rambam is chilek on this. So then the question arises. And the Rambam Shita is also the Shita of Moshe Shemin, that by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Roshim is chavein, if it's not a psikreishe. So then he is potter, because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So Rav Chaim says as follows, that there is a basic distinction between Rav Shimon's din of Doroshim Yisham and Kolatzer Kule and Rav Yudah's din, that by Shabbos Doroshim Yisham with the rice is potter because it's not Lachat Hashem. According to Rav Shimon, there is a din Kolatzer Kule, Doroshim Yisham is muter, so there is a halacha of kavone. In other words, every maisi iser is only a maisi iser if it is coupled with kavone. But if a person does a certain maisi iser without kavone, it's not a maisi aver. It applies to Shabbos also. So it's a din of kavone, of intention. Mashein kin, according to Rav Yudah, that in kol ater kule, doroshen yishadun yishayim, doroshen yishadun yishayim in kol ater kule. So, that means if a nosia will with his hand straighten out his hair and he'll tear out hair, it'll be chayev. If Edim will be masrin, it'll be chayev. So, but by Shabbos, if the view will be made, if somebody will walk and dress on Shabbos, even if he plucks out grass, it'll be potter. Why? Because it's not lechs machsheves. So lechs machsheves does not imply a loch of kavone. According to Rav Shimon, there is an element of kavone. If kavone is lacking, it's not a maizah. According to Rav Yudah, in collateral kule, without kavone, is chayev. So by Shabbos, there is no requirement of kavone either. But by Shabbos, there is a loch of lechs machsheves. Like Gemara Mevukame, at the end of the second period, who said, nachas nebisecheike, leikav avishocho, Shabbos is potter, melech machsheves atel. If I had a handkerchief in my pocket, other things in my pocket, many things in my pocket, and I don't know that I had it in my pocket, and I walk in Rosh Hashanah the whole day, I have no ma'aser here, because the element of yedia is lacking. So it's not a question of kavone, of intention, it's a question of yedia. So mele, by walking on grass on Shabbos, well, there is no obscuration. Sometimes you pluck out grass, sometimes you don't pluck out grass. So even if you did pluck out grass, but the element of yedia is lacking. Yedia means you know as a certainty. But if you know it as a possibility, that's not yedia. That's not yedia. Mashein kein, in the case where there is a psikreche, so then you know it as a certainty. So the Rambam shita is like the Och. The psikreche liach pesle is considered in Yishav. He doesn't have to agree fully with the Och. The Och says it even on the Rabbonah level. For the Rambam, maybe the Rambam will say it only on the Reiser level. But for our purpose, it's a question whether it's chayv to chatos or one chatos. So with the reise level, the Rambam certainly agrees with Och. The Doroshim Mishamim Psikreche Leich Peslei is not considered Mishamim the reise. So merely the element of Kavone is lacking. Mashinkin, according to Rabbi Yudah, who says in Kolatere Kule, Doroshim Mishamim is chayev even without the Psikreche. But by Shabbos, if there's no psikreche, then he's maybe his potter because the element of yedia is lacking. Because yedia means you have to know it as a certainty, not as a possibility. So that's only shayach when there is no psikreche. But if there is a psikreche, but it's psikreche or yirpes late. So you don't know it as a certainty. You certainly know it as a certainty. So melem, it's melechas machsheves. So that's why the Moses Tanikame holds like Rav Shimon Doroshim Yishavim is Mutar Kolatzer Kule. Neither Rav Shimon Psikreche is only Psikreche Nichale, not Psikreche Tilayich Pesle. But Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik holds like Rav Yudah, Doroshim Yishavim Nichayim Kolatzer Kule. But without the Psikreche by Shabbos is Potter, because the element of Yedia is lacking. But here there is a Psikreche, so the element of Yedia is not lacking. Some Mele, we can answer the Magid Mishnah's Kasha and the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah's Kasha is, Rav says that Kubzayin on the base in Shabbos, that the reason is why Mapis Mus is Muter, because Rav paskens like Rav Shimon. The answer is, Rav in Dachmem Aleph in Kiro says, and that Kubzayin in Shabbos, Rav, the Gemara says, that Rav paskens like Rav Yudin Kolatere Kule. the Dovashin Mishabim is Chayim Kvater. But he passes like Rav Shimon in Melochashin Yitzchali Gufo. Shmuel says just the reverse. Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon in Dovashin Mishabim Kvater Kulede, it's Muter, but he passes like Rav Yudeh in Melochashin Yitzchali Gufo is Chayim. That's the reason as to why the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi, because the Paskins like Shmuel. Most Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Tur, the Rosh, they Paskins like Rav Shimon in both halachas. But Rav happens to Paskins like Rav Shimon in Melochash and Tzicholi Gufo, and in Kolatere Kule and Dovashim Yishave, he Paskins like Rabbi Yude and Dovashim Yishave Yishave. And Rav Shmuel happens to Paskin like Rav Shimon in Dovashin Yishamko HaTrekulit Shmuter and like Rav Yudeh in Melochashin Tzolim. So Mele, we can answer the Kashi. The Gemara says Ali B'de Rav, since Rav Paskins like Rav Yudeh in Kol HaTrekulit Dovashin Yishamko Yishayev, but by Shabbos, he's maybe he's potter because it's not Nach Machshavos. That's only when there's no psikreisha altogether. But where there is a psikreisha, then he's chayev. So why is Matis Mulse or Tzod Nochosh lehatzil nishchosei muter? Because Rav Paskins like Rav Yudeh Loshen Tzuri Gufo. Mashink in the Rambam who Paskins like Shmuel. Then Shmuel Paskins like Rav Shimon Dovashin Yishchav Mizmuta and Kotekule and Melochashin Tzchol Gufo Yishchayev, so he can mention the time of Dovashin Yishchavim. But the Gemara mentions it Ali B'de Rav, and Rav couldn't mention Tzikrei Shel Yich Peslei. That's only true Ali B'de Rav Shimon. With that we can answer this stira between the two tezis. This is Rav Chaim. But with that we can answer the stira between the two tezis. Because Teisves in the Baramas Misasek in Shome says that when the Gemara says Misasek, so the Gemara means Dovashin Mishaven in Kolatere Kule. Why is it Misasek? Why the Dovashin Mishaven is Pesikreishe? So it's like Yoch Pesikreishe Liach Vesle. Mashein Kein Teisves the Baramas. So it's a stira, well, no stira, because the braise has to accord with Rav and Shmuel. When Tanakama says Hatzot Chlozim Vapeis Nechayim Lachas, so but not Chayim Shmutos Neshome, it has to accord with Rav and with Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, who paskins like Rav Yudeh, Melochashin Tzchol Gufo Yishchayev, so the reason couldn't be because of Melochashin Tzchol Gufo, because Melochashin Tzchol Gufo Yishchayev. So the reason, according to Shmuel, the time of the Tanakhama has to be because it's Dovashin Yishchavim, Tzikrei Shel Yich Peslei. But the Braise Tanakhama has to accord with Rav too, and Rav paskins like Rav Yudeh, in Dovashin Yishchavim, that in Kol HaTrekul is Chayev. And by Shabbos is potter because it's not Berach Mashabbos, but that's only when there is no psikreishe. But when there is a psikreishe, then the element of idea is there. So why does Hanekame say it's not Chayev Tzolz Neshome? So according to Rav, according to Rav, the reason must be because Meloch HaShem Tzolz Gufo. So in other words, the taste of the Brahmas Masatani Shoma explains Ratanakama's din according to Shmuel, and the taste is Tvei Nichalik Yechelisl Tzivei explains the Tanakama's din according to Rav. So there is no cash. Right. We'll continue. What's that?
Not necessary for the Gemara to explain the din of Masatha, the leaves of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda alone?
That we'll discuss, because Rabbi Yehuda himself is involved there. Oh, that's the next thing. Yeah, that's difficult. That's what we'll discuss someday. I'm sorry, I can't.